Standing before the River Ouse, the powerful flow surging before us, the spot gives us a great view across the city, giving us a little time to mention some ghastly and ghostly stories that we will not cross paths with on the tour. Another famous haunt of the city is the now closed York Brewery, who do more than just sell spirits. They like to keep them as guests too. Located on Toft Green, the brewery comprises of a labyrinth of rooms and was previously both a morgue and a vicarage, host to many a departing from this world. This would explain why, for many years now, patrons of the brewery would notice tables, drinks, and everything in between suddenly moving around the room, and heavy, pounding footsteps rushing towards them. One particular ghost is not very fond of visitors at all. A tall, thin man, wearing a stovepipe hat, enjoys storming around the narrow halls, slamming doors, causing mayhem, and leaving his cold, wet breath tingling across your neck. Not a spirit to be had after 10 p.m. The brewery backs onto Micklegate Bar, a particular bloodied part of York, as upon the walls of the bar were placed the heads of all those executed in York, a warning for those who dared to trouble the city. One of the more famous episodes of this was following the Jacobite uprising in the 1700s. Following a crushing defeat, 22 Jacobite rebels were sentenced to death following their capture. Not content with the usual method of execution, the decision was made to dispose of these rebels in the most inhumane of ways. Hands tied behind their backs and a rope around their neck, they were dragged to the gallows by a horse, their body burning on the stone floor, led up to the gallows. They were hung by the neck. However, with no drop at all to prevent the neck being broken, as they gasped for their life, slowly losing breath before they died, they were dragged down from the noose to be disembellowed whilst still alive, their bodies mutilated and cut into pieces. All 22 heads were cut from the bodies, and whilst 20 were sent on a tour of the country as a warning to others, 2 were placed on the city walls to gaze down upon the city in shocked horror. Sadly, it was thought at this time that if the head was removed from the body, then the body itself would not be allowed entry in heaven. So not only was this a warning to other would-be rebels, but it also guaranteed those executed into an eternal life of hellfire and damnation. Another cheery story to warm the cockles await. Follow the instructions, and I shall meet you there.